Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 214, we're going to talk about the top 10 step or the 10 step checklist for building a WordPress website. Let's just dive right in. You want to go first or me?
You can go first, but I want to say this is a high level checklist. This isn't everything that you'll absolutely need to do to build a WordPress website. I think that should be obvious. There's going to be more than 10 steps. This is kind of like when you're overwhelmed, you're like, where do I start? I know I have all this to do. This is going to help guide you of kind of the flow of building a WordPress website. There's going to be tasks in between. This is, again, it's just kind of a high level.
Well, I'm glad that you did not give away step 10, Tim, because it's important that they listen to the end to figure out what the 10th step is. So I'll start us off. Number one, first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to need hosting, set up hosting. We talk about it a lot. If you're serious about your business, be serious about your hosting. Find a really good host. That's the number one thing you're going to need to do.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite David Blackman quotes. If you're serious about your business, you need to be serious about your hosting, because it's so true. And so many businesses kind of cut corners there. The next thing on the list is install WordPress. You can't start building a WordPress website if you don't install the WordPress software. There are hosts that will have the WordPress installation scripts. It's kind of like a one-click setup. Don't recommend using those. Do a manual installation. It'll be much more secure because it's not going to have all the default database and passwords that the scripts use every single time.
Yeah, and Softaculous is the one that's most common. So I agree with Tim. Manual install is best. Third on the list, install the theme. Once you've got WordPress on, unless you're a core developer and you build your WordPress themes from bootstrap it, you know, you're going to probably start with a theme. Tim and I are both big Divi guys, the Divi theme from Elegant Themes. That's the theme framework that we use on all of our projects. So that's the next thing we do. We install our theme.
Yeah. The next thing on the list is install plugins. Now, some plugins you're going to, you know, during your design process, you're going to find things you need to add. And so that some will come later. But in this part of the process, install the plugins you know you're going to need. For example, most likely, you're going to need a form plugin. Install Gravity Forms, Caldera, Ninja Forms, WP Forms, whatever one you use. There's going to be some other ones that you're going to install on every single site. I'm not going to list all the major ones. Caching, image optimization, WP Smush Pro, stuff like that.
Yoast.
There we go.
All right. Next on our list, at least for us in our process and Tim's, I know, is that we'll create the pages. We won't build them out and put the content. But for example, we know we need a homepage, about page, testimonials, contact, whatever the pages are, we will go in, build those pages, title them, and get them ready to go.
Yeah, I refer to that as building the skeleton of the site so that you have something to go in and populate later. And so, and then part of that, as David mentioned, is creating the empty pages, is so the next step is so that you can set up the menus and the header. So as David mentioned, adding a home page, about page, contact page. Well, then in this next step I'm talking about here, you can create the WordPress menus and in your navigation header as well.
Awesome. Next on our list is set up the footer. I liked the term that Tim used, setting up the skeleton of the site. And the footer is definitely something that is probably going to be consistent across all pages. So we like to set up the footer, determine, you know, how many widgets we're going to want down there and what we want in them and stuff. So that's it.
And the next step, now this is one step, but it's the biggest part of the entire process, and that's design the pages and add the content. Now there's obviously a lot that goes into that. I'm not going to break it out in this episode. You know, that's really the bulk of all the work. But yeah, that's a very important step right there.
And once you have all of that content and pages built, the next thing you're going to need to do is, before you launch the site, you're going to want to optimize it. You're going to want to optimize the images, optimize it for speed, run it through tools and tests. You're going to want to also optimize it for responsivity, checking on many different devices to see how, make sure the website looks good on mobile, iPads, desktops, you know, across all devices.
Yeah, absolutely. The next thing on the list, or I should say the last thing on the list, number 10, is perform the launch checklist. And so we actually have, you might be saying, what is the launch checklist? episode 68, we actually have a, is it a seven-step? Yeah, seven-step checklist for launching a WordPress website. And so we go through things that you're going to want to do, such as update your on-page SEO, create a sitemap, set up analytics, set up Google Search Console. It's always the things that you forget to do because the site's done and there are important things. Make sure that you don't have the discouraged search engines box checked. Make sure that, you know, stuff like that. It's all the stuff that you don't want to miss when the site goes live.
Absolutely. And we will link that in the show notes as well, or you can use our nifty search bar on wpthepodcast.com at the top. Well, thanks for listening to another great episode of WP the Podcast. Head on over to your favorite platform to listen to podcasts. If you're new, we would love for you to continue on the journey with us. So go ahead and hit the subscribe button. And if you're really loving us, go ahead and leave us a review because that's how other people find us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.